Hey everyone, welcome to Dose of the Dead podcast. Today is December 13th, 2017, and this is episode 20 of the podcast. This episode was supposed to be the final six shows of the Dead and Company fall tour, and I'm sure as everyone knows, with John Mayer's appendicitis episode, the last three got move back until the end of February. So that would be the New Orleans, and then the two in Florida will be played. I don't remember the exact dates, but I'll tell you in a little bit. At the end of February, I believe it's right before, or no, right after playing in the sand where they're playing the three or four nights in Mexico. I'm not sure, but I'll be sure with definite answers coming up in a little bit. So what I decided to do is to the next three shows of the tour, which is Atlanta, Dallas, and Austin. And then for the second half, I decided to pick like a normal episode, something around this time period in Grateful Dead history. I was listening to a bunch of different things from like mid-December, early December, and what stuck out for me was 72. And it was December 10th, 11th, and 12th. They played a three night run at Winterland, and the sandwich of the three night run, the second night, the 11th, was just a crazy set list, crazy show. So I was gonna pick one from each of those shows, but I couldn't pick on one or two or three of the show from the 11th. So I decided to pick all four from the 11th. And that will be the second half of the episode. They also, after that, they played a show on the 15th somewhere in California. I'm not totally sure. And then they went back to Winterland for the New Year's Eve show. So that wrapped up 72 for them. They were playing some Wake of the Flood in this set list. Nothing crazy. But there was some stuff involved in it, so it was... it wasn't all just like Europe 72 stuff. They were starting to integrate some 73 Wake at the Flood new music. So also big news coming up with the Bob and Phil duo tour. Their first time ever they're going on tour together, just Bob and Phil, and then like they said they'll be sit-in guests or special, you know, guests at different shows. So they're playing two at Radio City Music Hall in New York, then two in Boston, and two in Chicago, and that will be in the beginning of March. So, fingers crossed, it looks like we'll do Dead and Company all of February. Well, not all of February, about eight shows in February, seven or eight. Then this Bobby and Phil for March, probably April off. Looking at maybe what I've heard rumors, Spring Tour West Coast. Possibly Europe in the beginning of the summer, and then I saw mid-July till the end of the summer would be East Coast, Mideast summer tour. So we're looking up at a lot of upcoming live performances, which would be cool. I saw someone posted the that they're playing in Lockton, but then other people said that they were just false information at the end of August in Virginia. So, you know, it's always nice to speculate, but we'll see what happens when it comes around. But definitely for sure February and March. So that's definitely cool. So to get in the first Dead and Company show we're going to go over is from Phillips Arena in Atlanta. Like I said, this started out with Truckin', Smokestack Lightning, Feel Like a Stranger, Dire Wolf, Loser, Cassidy, Birdsong, that closed out the first set. Second set was Deal, Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower, Comes a Time, Viola Blues, Drums, Space, Wharf Rat, Throwing Stones, U.S. Blues, and Broke Down Palace closed it out. I thought this was definitely a pretty good show. I liked how they opened up with Truckin'. A rare appearance for Loser in this fall tour, which was cool. I always like, oh, I'm sorry, I said Deal closed out. I mean, Birdsong closed out this first set. It was actually Deal, and then Help on the Way opened up the second set. It was just screwed up on the way I have it in on iTunes. But I always like when they play Loser and Deal together in the same same show, and then Dire Wolf was also played a lot in the summer, not as much this fall. But O'Teal's Comes a Time, that's where he sung on that. Everything was pretty pretty straightforward, no like new no new songs for this show. So the song I decided to pick was a song that I usually don't pick that many times, or you haven't heard it or whatever, on this podcast. Maybe besides once, I think someone requested it. But I decided to pick Viola Blues. I think it's really cool. You know it's that song right away just from the intro. But yeah, so from Atlanta, Georgia on November 29th, 2017, here's Viola Blues.
Thank you.
So there was Viola Lee Blues from Atlanta, Georgia. Then the next show that they played was Dallas, Texas. And these two shows and the Florida shows, which we'll have to wait for later, like I said, are shows that I was really anticipating. And the two Texas ones obviously didn't disappoint. I wasn't able to watch them on the stream or anything like live, but I the next day I was able to download them and listen to them at work, and you could definitely hear that they were on those two nights. So they opened up in Dallas, 12-1, with Shakedown Street, Brown Eyed Woman, Deep Ellum Blues, Friend of the Devil, El Paso, They Love Each Other, The Music Never Stopped, Easy Answers, Dead & Co., debut of that song, and then back into Music Never Stopped. Then set two was Here Comes Sunshine, Scarlet Begonias, Fire on the Mountain, Eyes of the World, Drum Space, Dear Prudence, The Wheel, Casey Jones, and Knocking on Heaven's Door. The Music Never Stopped, Easy Answers, backed into music. I thought that was my second pick. I didn't pick that one. Definitely really cool how they played that. I like Music Never Stop as the opener, but I don't mind it either as a closer, especially with Easy Answers. That was cool. I was sandwiched in between. And then most of like a country cowboy first set, really, besides Shakedown Street with Brown Eyed Woman, Deep Ellum Blues. I thought this version was better than when they first originally has been their best version of the tour. Friend of the Devil, El Paso. I think that's the debut, this tour of El Paso. Not totally sure. They Love Each Other. But really cool. And then to close out the set, Casey Jones was just on fire, so I couldn't pass that up. You know, just watching, I watched back the videos of that and just them feeding off each other, going nuts on Casey Jones. That was hands down had to be the pick. So from 12-1 Dallas, here's Casey Jones. So from 12-1 Dallas, there was Casey Jones. Next night, 12-2 in Austin, Frank Irwin Center, they played Jack Straw, Cold Rain and Snow, New Minglewood Blues, Next Time You See Me, Ramble on Rose, If I Had the World to Give, second time they played that this tour, and altogether, Sugary, China Cat Sunflower, I Know You Rider, Dark Star, The Other One, Drum Space, Uncle John's Band, St. Stephen, Morning Dew, and One More Saturday Night. Also, I think only the second time they played that this tour, because it was the only second, only Saturday show of the whole tour, which is crazy to think now that most shows are on the weekends, but majority of these shows were on the weekdays or a Friday, Sunday, so not too many Saturday shows, and this would inevitably be the last show of the tour, but this was the last show ever pre-appendicitis, if you want to call it that. But I saw people messing around saying, yeah, well, you know, I saw the dead with Jerry. And now, you know, that argument's going to be put to bed now. It's like, well, I saw John Mayer with his appendix. Obviously kidding around, but I thought it was pretty cool. And then the song I decided to pick for this was Next Time You See Me. They played a lot in the summer, like... I would say a handful of times they played it over the summer, and I always like the way they cover it. I think John Mayer covered it on one of his solo shows at the end of the summer, but when Chuck Berry passed away, I believe he did. I'm not totally sure, but I always like this song. It's just like a nice bluesy beat, and well, obviously it's a blues song, but that's the song I decided to pick. And that would be it for the Dead & Company Fall Tour. Obviously, when they pick back up in February, we'll be covering those shows also. But I'm not going to put it in as... I wasn't going to wait for that and call it a Fall Tour, too. Because it's more just like... I don't know. It's going to be 2 months away from now. So, I decided to do it like this. I hope you guys enjoy. So, the end of the 2017 Dead & Company Fall Tour ends with Next Time You See Me. I hope you guys enjoyed my picks for that segment. Also, I said there would be a giveaway. So the giveaway is any show that you would like from this tour. One show, You can get your copy of CD or tape, however you want it. Just be the first person to direct message me the code word fall tour. So first person gets it, just tell me what show you want and I'll send it out, hopefully as fast as I can. So that's about it. Like I said, also tomorrow I'll be doing kind of like a Sweet 16 bracket tournament thing with the polls on Instagram. So since they only play the 15 shows technically in the fall tour, I added that benefit show they played the couple days before just to make it even, so we have 16. But I'll be making like brackets like the NCAA tournament, and then have you guys voting on them, and then, you know, do a new round each day till you guys vote what you think was the best show of the 2017 fall tour. So I mean, I'm gonna rate them 1 through 16. That's just my opinion. They really don't matter, because whatever you want to vote for is gonna win against another show. So it's not really the matter of like a 1 and 16 seat. But I hope that will be some fun. And the code word is fall tour. So to end, to kick, end off, not kick off, the fall tour for Dead & Company from 12-2 in Austin, Texas, here's Next Time You See Me. Next time you see me, you So that was Next Time You See Me from Austin, Texas. And now we're going to go into 72 and some other dates I'm going to clarify, like I said before. So Dead & Company, February 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th is the Riviera Maya Mexico shows playing in the sand. They're all sold out from what it looks like. Then February 24th, they'll be in New Orleans at the Smoothie King Center. February 26th at the BB&T Center, Sunrise, Florida. And February 27th, the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. And so, like those, like I said, those last three are the makeups for the fall tour that they were supposed to be the first week or second week in December. And then for Bobby and Phil, they are playing March 2nd and 3rd in Radio City Music Hall, March 7th and 8th in the Wang Theater in Boston, and March 10th and 11th in Chicago Theater in Chicago, obviously. And then, yeah, so that's what I, like I said, that's going to be a pretty cool, you know, from the middle of February to the middle of, like, a good month of shows. Just really out of nowhere. It's not a, you know, a set tour, and it's two different things, but I think it'll be really cool to see Bobby and Phil together. I'm trying to make it to at least one of the Radio City Music Hall. I'm sure tickets will be astronomically priced because it's in a theater, and tickets are always a lot more expensive in that kind of setting, but we'll see. Fingers crossed. Also, Dark Star Orchestra is doing a New Year's run. They're playing the 28th in the Wellmont Theater, up in, I believe, where, Wellmont Theater, where is that? I can't remember. I don't know, up north. I'll remember it when it doesn't matter. But, and then they're doing, I think, four shows in Philly, the Electric Factory. So that would be cool. I'm trying to go to the one on the 28th in the Wellmont Theater where I don't even, can't remember where that is, so I probably should figure that out before I go. And also the Instagram I posted with the John Mayer Is Dead to Us with the face half and half with Jerry and John. Like, I don't know how many people need to comment no, absolutely no, no, no. Like, I'm not comparing the two, so just relax, calm down. Yes, if I had to pick one over the other, I would pick Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead over John Mayer and Dead & Company. It's not a competition. It's not a comparison. Although they're respectively great at different things they do, you can't expect me. I'm not. That's not what I'm saying in the picture. So everyone that's, you know, I ruffled the feathers, just relax. I'm not comparing anyone. It was for, just for fun, so just relax. It's not, people get, take things way too out of hand. But it's now for 1972. Like I said, we're gonna do the December 11th, 1972 at the Winterland Arena. Awesome place to hear or see the Grateful Dead play, as I'm sure all of you know. Must have been, anyone who could say they went to a Winterland Dead show. That's like a, you know, the cream of the crop right there. I'm going to read some of the comments off archive from Evan Hunt. Since it was like a sandwich show, like I said, in between three shows, I don't think many people were expecting this big of a turnout, like show-wise. The sets were like doubled of like the first show, really. Not seriously doubled, but a significant amount more of songs. And just the overall quality, I think, was the best of those three shows altogether. So the comments say, let's see, it was one of the sparsest Winterland crowds I was ever a part of, and hence there is a muddiness in the bass, yet a unique airness, which I choose not to attempt to describe. The show was a lot of fun. Being in Winterland was like being in a breezy nightclub. It was not packed to its sweating gills that night, and it was easy to move around anywhere in the hall. You could easily walk from the balcony down to the middle of the floor in 5 minutes and not step on anyone's toes. Really sweet, accommodating audience. Perhaps the low attendance, I'm not sure, I am sure it was not sold out, was due to the record-setting cold snap that gripped the entire San Francisco Bay Area for about five straight days. Frankly, being in Winterland that night was such a joy, I didn't feel like a proverbial sardine. Was there with my core group of Deadhead friends, not the large assemblage I marshaled into the place on the preceding two nights. Somehow or another, it seemed like family night. This was during the height of the Grateful Dead's first boost of popularity. Within months, it would be impossible to witness such an uncrowded Grateful Dead event. They just got too big, in fact, that most of the old-timers stopped going. Not that that's bad at all. Not that that's good or bad, it's just what it was. In the early days, they were used to going to a show and be able to move freely. That eventually became a thing of the past, but hey, it was fun while it lasted. After that, one really had to muster itself to go and stand at attention, dancing with yourself in an 18 by 18 inch cubic circle for 6 hours without any drink, food, or bathroom breaks. So, this guy recalls that this was his last, I want to say underground, but last show, maybe before, you know, when you get that feeling, you discover his last, you discover a band or a group or whatever, and then, you know, everyone else starts discovering it also, and then it's like, yeah, I don't think this is that cool anymore, but unlike the most other people, are Grateful Dead. Well, he said some people stopped going. It doesn't seem like he did, but pretty cool. Just to witness this, and such, it would be cool just to see them with like such a sparse crowd and be able to just wander all over the place. But the set list for this, I'll read it off: The Promised Land, Sugary, Mexicali Blues, Loser, Me and Bobby McGee, Brown Eyed Women, Beat It On Down the Line, China Cap Sunflower, I Know Your Rider, Box of Rain, He's Gone, Around and Around, Friend of the Devil playing in the band, Mississippi Half Step, Me and My Uncle, Big Railroad Blues, Dark Star, Stella Blue, Big River Deal, Tomorrow Was Forever, Sugar Magnolia, and Casey Jones. So, like I said, a big, big set list. I'm going to pick four songs from this show. I'll just play them one after another and play it out so you guys can just listen to it straight through without me talking. But like I said, the code word for the giveaway is Fall Tour. So just be the first person to direct message me Fall Tour and look out for the Sweet 16 bracket thing I'm going to do for Dead & Company's Fall Tour tomorrow. I'll put it out. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Hope you enjoyed how I like split it up, Dead & Company and Grateful Dead. Yep, that's really it. So 20 episodes in. Hope you guys like it and enjoy this wonderful show from 72. Well, I should probably tell you what songs I'm going to play. I'm going to start out with Promised Land, me and Bobby McGee, Box of Rain, Stella Blue, and Sugar Magnolia. So you got five songs. So I hope you guys enjoy, and I'll see you soon.
The Magnificent Men from Marin County, the Grateful. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm 3-3.